random and totally rad.
Hello, welcome to the Completely Random and Totally Rad podcast. Today, I'm here with a very special guest. His name is Alex Loma. You can say, you should say something. We'd like a speech.
I didn't think I'd get this far, but I like to eat chicken with rice. Actually, no, replace it with beef. Never mind. Okay. Never mind. I think that's my.
All right. Thank you. So, yeah, today's episode is going to be a great one. If I'm being honest with you guys, this is our second time doing this.
It didn't record the last time.
Yeah, we did this, and then I went to start editing it, and the first half of the podcast was just non-existent. So, that's fun.
At least we get a second chance at this.
Well, yeah. So, this one should be better because we actually know what we're doing now.
I really did not know what to say. I was, like, blanking out on the stuff I wanted to say, and now I'm just saying stuff.
Yeah, which is tight.
Tight.
Which is tight. Yeah, that's funny. Haha, you know.
It's sort of like that laugh, you know, like the laugh you hear in like iCarly or like Victorious, you know.
Oh, like ha-ha, the laugh track.
Yeah, the laugh track.
Yeah, like in Friends. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Like they don't even they breathe, and then you just hear the laugh track.
it's like, hey, how was your day? Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Yeah, the other day I went to the store.
Yeah, so I got run over by a truck.
Death is funny.
Oh.
Just like terrible, terrible things happen. Guys, I have some terrible news. My grandmother passed away. At the laugh track. You know, look to the audience and be like, guys, this is like a serious topic. Like today we're actually trying to do a serious episode.
Like no.
Just laugh at him.
Like, do you imagine how awkward it must be just filming those scenes, and when they're supposed to like make a joke and you just don't hear the laugh track at all? It's like in post-production when you hear that.
Yeah, so it's literally just like, so then I went to the store and I told her no.
And then you just continue on with it.
And it's just like, that's weird. I mean, like, they do some, like, for some shows, I don't know about all shows, but for some shows, they actually are in front of a studio audience. But things like iCarly and Victorious, like, those shows, like, they're not in front of studio audiences for sure.
Wait, isn't Full House? And like?
I think, like, Full House and maybe Friends. Maybe not Friends, actually. But, yeah, I think those might be.
Okay, that'd make a lot more sense, because if you're like in place like iCarly, or there's like filming stuff in like Seattle, or I'm not even sure if they're in Seattle. Wait, have you seen that meme with like from iCarly? It was like Spencer with the ostrich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, do you just imagine just bringing down a freaking ostrich in the elevator, and then you're like trying to make a joke, and all you hear is like,
it's like, guys, there's an ostrich here.
He's like, what?
Okay. Yeah, like, filming it must have been kind of awkward. And then they probably, like, there's probably, like, a director or something like that specifically tells you how long to wait for a laugh.
It's like, you have to wait, like, 5 seconds, 2 burritos and a taco.
That's the timing system. It's 5 seconds, 2 burritos, 1 taco, and a little bit of
rice.
No, I saw this meme. It was really funny. It was like, Americans will use anything except the metric system to measure. Yeah. And it was like a picture of like a big old hole in the middle of a street.
Like 15.
And it was like, this is 15 to 18 washers wide or something like that. I was like, what? Like, or you could just say like feet, yards, but no. This is 15 to 18 washing machines wide. It's like, oh, yeah, that gives me perspective. Like, no.
Next thing you know, it's like, you just see a pothole there. It's like, this is 3.5 squirrels.
I know. I was like, 15 to 86 gerbils.
Like, it does not make any sense.
Yeah, no, I didn't understand. I was like,
You know what has been going on the decline?
What?
The Area 51 memes.
Yeah. But I saw this post that it was like, like whatever happens with Area 51, it will continue to be a meme. If people do go and they get killed, meme. If nobody goes, meme. If like one person goes and nobody else does, memes. Like, so there's no bad outcome, because either way, it's going to be hilarious what happens.
I see this as an absolute win. I seen all the possibilities. 14,686 or something.
81.
Like 81.
Remember, it's one. Oh, and that's why at the end of end game, he's like,
one. I mean, he could have just told him to fly. I don't know.
And he'd be like, got a blast.
Five. Four. Three.
Day. One. It's Johnny Test. That's what you're counting, or no? That's what it sounds
Jimmy
like.
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, it sounds like Johnny Test. Because it's 5, 4, 3. Well, that's also iCarly.
Oh, yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2. I know. You see. How's it gonna get to me? It feels so wonderful. Like, I guess, like, it's part of the it's like the official rules that your intro has to have a countdown. Because Johnny Test is, like, also 5, 4,
oh, yeah.
3, 2.
Oh, no. It's
that's like iCarly. You started singing iCarly. You know, it's, like, it's, oh, dang. I'm going to pull it up.
I was about to sing, like, Green Day right there. It's like, I don't want to be an American.
That's kind of what it sounds like. Here it is. Here, I'm going to pull it up. Hold on. Watch. Oh, I guess it's on the screen. Turbocharged backpack. Treat him as a lab rat. See, so I guess it's not audible, but like, it's on the screen. What else has a countdown? iCarly.
iCarly, yeah.
Theme song.
Wait, this is Victoria? No, I don't think Victoria's. Oh. No.
Bye.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I guess that one doesn't have it. Hold on, I gotta see it.
Yeah.
4, 3, 2. I know, you see, somehow the world's gonna get to me. I always liked the spin-off Sam and Cat.
You did?
Yeah, because I mean, Ariana Grande used to be, like, she was, like, such a cutie. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. And then like now she's like, I don't know, she's overpopulized. Overpopularized. I always say overpopulized.
Overpopulized.
But she's not.
It's like Dwight. We need a new plague.
Dwight. I love The Office so much. I always like watching videos that like break down The Office, and it's like why it's funny or why they changed. I literally last night I watched one that was like why they changed Michael. And it's just like interesting seeing like how originally they were trying to do almost exactly the UK Office, and then It was just like they stopped because they were like, you know, this isn't working for Americans. Mm-hmm. Americans are more optimistic.
Yeah, we got, like, Americans have, like, different tastes compared to.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, from the UK, it was funny just to see, like, how depressing and terrible everybody kind of was, which I guess is kind of realistic because not everything actually ends with a happy ending, but, like, you watch a TV show because you want to see a happy ending. Like, you're not going to it for real life. You're going for it to, like, escape real life and, like, have a good time. And that's what American The Office did versus UK Office.
Mm. No, like, I always watch the... I mean, I've never seen the UK version of The Office, but the thing is, like, I've always watched, like, the bloopers for each season, and I don't know, I just never got, I actually haven't even seen an episode of the UK.
Of the UK?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the first episode and then part of the second one, I think, and yeah, it's almost exactly the same thing as the US Office, like, it's literally exactly the same thing, yeah, it's just, like, really... Like, the UK Office is just, like, really, like, bleak and, like, it's, that's, a lot of people in, like, a lot of videos I saw said it's, like, the beginning of cringe humor.
But, like, also, the thing is, back then, I still remember in 7th grade when we had to play the Office theme for the band class.
Oh, really?
And the thing is, like, I was like, okay, what? I don't know why everybody loves this show so much. And it wasn't, like, till years later where I just decided, what was it? Oh, it was at my cousin's place because we were at Nasada, and he decided to, like, put on the episode where they start playing basketball.
Oh, my gosh. That episode is awesome. That's in the first season.
Yeah. And then after that, we watched the Diversity.
Diversity Day, which is, I think it's, that's the last episode of the first season.
Yeah. And, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That one episode, I was like, what?
Yeah. And I think the U.S. office still has some of those moments of, like, you feel really uncomfortable. Like, Scott's tots, where he, like, promises all those kids to, like, pay for their, like, school if they graduate. And it's like, sorry, I can't. Here's some batteries. Or, like, one of my favorite episodes, I think it might be my absolute favorite, is the dinner party. And I always rewatch that one because it's so funny. It's so cringy. Like, you feel so uncomfortable being there, but it's so funny.
It is. Especially, yeah, just everything about it. I was like, oh, gosh. Like, the thing is, I don't do well with cringy stuff. I was like, oh, God, no. Like, I usually just, like, turn away. But, like, I don't know. I stopped watching The Office up to, like, season 7, like, early season 7.
You haven't finished it yet?
I haven't finished it
yet. Oh, you have to, dude. Although, I feel like it does kind of decline a little bit when Steve Carell leaves. I do feel like that. Like, I feel like it wasn't as funny.
Like, I've already seen, like, videos, but, like, I already know, like, Andy becomes the manager.
Well, a lot of people, Creed becomes manager for a little bit.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, spoilers if you haven't seen it, but I mean, it's been out since, like, 2011. So
and it's already going to be taken down.
On Netflix, so you better finish it soon.
You still got, like, 1, 2, 3 movies or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I think it's in, like, 2020, I thought. Or is it this year?
I think it's next year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Tomorrow. But, yeah.
I only knew that Andy and, like, Will Ferrell.
Ferrell gets in it. I don't know. It's just not as funny. Yeah. Who are some of your favorite comedians? Like, who you like? Who do you like seeing? I think Will Ferrell's, like, old stuff was really funny. And then now it's just kind of like, eh.
I don't know.
Did you see he has a podcast?
Wait, Will Ferrell has a podcast?
Yeah, it's the Ron Burgundy podcast from Anchorman. Yeah. He has a podcast. It's really funny.
I mean, I haven't seen a lot of comedian. Like, I've only seen, like, clips of, like, George Lopez. Like,
oh. Well, like, it doesn't have to be, like, straight-up comedians. I'm just, like funny, like, funny comedian people and actors.
Yeah. No, I feel like someone... Have you seen the other guys?
Yeah, I've seen most of it, I think.
Okay, yeah, because I was saying, like, that has to be one of my favorite movies, too. It was, like,
really?
The Rock and Samuel Jackson. Like,
yeah.
Aim for the Bushes.
Yeah. Like, boom, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, no, that's a really funny movie. What do you think of Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart? You know, I think his early stuff was good, you know. I'm not sure about Mini Rock right now.
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of annoys me a little bit. Like, he's funny, but he goes too over the top because he knows now that's what he's known for.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just too much, and I'm like, okay, like, please stop. Like, have you seen the new Hobbs and Shaw?
No, I haven't.
Oh, then I don't want to spoil it. Never mind.
Wait, he's in the...
Dang it. I don't want to spoil it. I'm sorry.
I mean, It's not like I'm going to watch it, to be
Oh,
honest.
You're not going
to
watch it?
No, I don't think
I mean, it's entertaining. It's not a good movie, but it's entertaining.
I mean, I'll probably just watch it online. I mean, that's pretty much what I've done with all the movies.
Instead of supporting people and giving people money, I'll just watch it illegally.
I mean...
You're incriminating yourself right now. Got a blast.
No, I mean, I've downloaded, like, movies and sent them to... Actually... Yeah, no, there was this one time where I, like, downloaded Black Panther, and then, like, I sent it to, I airdropped it to a bunch of people. Like, I just somehow managed to find this website where they have all this stuff. I'm pretty sure they have Endgame in HD right now, or Ultra HD, 4K HD.
Dang, could you imagine 4K?
Yeah.
Illegally downloading it 4K? That'd be crazy.
It'd be, like, so much storage that I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I'll probably just watch some movie. Although... I think the next movie I'm going to watch is It.
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited. I already got my tickets for that.
I haven't got them.
Yeah. I'm really broke. Excited. Well, that's why you have to get AMC A-List. Not sponsored.
Oh, my God. Get your movies. We watch 3 movies a week. Like,
yeah, you do. You pay $20 every month to watch 3 movies a week. I mean, that's such a good deal.
I know. But, like, it's not like I'm going to go to the theater.
Yeah, I go. I watch movies a lot. So, like, especially because I have AMC, like, the A-list.
Yeah.
Like, I go more because I know I'm paying for it. So, I'm like, even if it's a movie that I'm like, I'm like, okay, well, I'll go watch it either way.
Yeah.
I can at least say I saw. I felt like last year there were a lot of bad summer movies, and I feel like this year they're, like, mediocre summer movies.
Dora?
I kind of want to go see it for the memes.
For the memes. Oh, Swiper? I've seen, like, an image of Swiper.
I saw it too.
Homeboy looks broke, homeless. Oh, my God. He'd probably be begging.
That's bro. Why he's Swiper. He's like, bro, I got to provide for my family. Can somebody please? I got to swipe something, man. I got a family to take care of, a little foxes.
Yeah, we're just going to swipe everything.
Man, that's messed up. Could you imagine? It's like so realistic. It like shows his little like family in a den. It's like they're all poor, huddled up by the fire. It's like I gotta swipe to provide for my family. My son has, oh God, my son is sick. I want him to live. That's so messed up, dude. But imagine them going that realistic. Oh, Swiper is like depressed.
But what's I'm gonna call it? No, like Endgame. Like, are you gonna get it? Because it's already out in Blu-ray, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna buy it. I don't know.
I agree with that to a certain extent, but you're wrong.
I mean, I understand.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
But no, I don't know. Like, dude, people still. One of my friends, he still buys DVDs, and I'm like, I don't even have a DVD player. Like, I could put it in my PlayStation, mm-hmm. or I can go on Netflix or look it up on the internet, or like, I don't know. I don't. I think we have. What movie do we have? My dad bought. I think we have Infinity War, actually.
Mm. Like, I used to. I think I still have this, like, portable DVD player.
Oh, yeah, I do, too. It's actually, yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, I used to take it, because back then, when I was, like, 7 or something like that, my family and I used to go to Wisconsin Dells. We go to Chula Vista, and, like, we bring the DVD player with us, and we just have a lot of movies there.
Yeah.
Like, some of them my dad burned, like... he just managed to like burn some stuff into the like CDs and like DVDs, and we're like, oh right, like he got Star Wars Episode 3, he got like some Dragon Ball Z stuff, he got like a Tom and Jerry movie. Like,
I always love when my grandmas would ever go to like Mexico or Guatemala, because then it's just like they would always bring back like the bootleg movies, and it's like, haha, nobody else has this. In Spanish. No. I remember I had Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which I'm pretty sure it's like nublado con hamburguesas.
Mm.
Like, it was just something like it's cloudy. No, it was like, yeah, cloudy with cheeseburgers is how it translates to English. And then like I had, do you ever see that movie called Nine? It was like a little puppet doll type thing, and it's like in the post-apocalypse.
Yeah, I seen the poster, but I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah, well, she brought that for me. I'd never heard of it, and then all of a sudden she brought me like these two DVDs.
No,
and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, they were both in English though.
Oh,
it was just like the covers were in Spanish. No. I mean, 9 was just the number 9, so it's not like you can change it from Spanish to English.
But like, no, I'm not sure if you've been to the Lindo Michoacán. It's like in Albany Park. There was this dude that just like stood out there at night, and he had like the Avengers, like,
ooh,
like bootleg, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And also like my uncle, whenever he went to Ecuador, like he'd come back and he brought us like these like bootleg movies. He even brought back like some games that,
ooh,
but it didn't work on my Xbox. What was it? I think it was the Incredible Hulk. Yeah, I remember.
Ooh.
Like, I tried, it was like in this orange DVD or like CD or whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, I tried popping it on, and all of a sudden I just get to the menu. It's like, DVD's not working.
You get a virus.
Oh, which, Red Ring, 3 Red Rings of Death or something.
I had an Xbox that had a red ring, and then we gave it to my cousin, and he, I don't know what he did with it, but yeah. I think he probably sold it. But they're like, savage. It's like, completely working, brand new Xbox. You receive it. It's like, yeah, I got an Xbox 360 now. Red ring.
No, it's like completely broken. It's like unsealed, mint condition.
You get it? It's just like, it's a bunch of broken glass in a box. It's like you open it and just like, my hand. Where's the Xbox? I'm just getting like shards of glass in my hand now.
Or like you get a big package and like you open it, it's just like another box that has an X in it. It's like Xbox.
Oh my gosh, the dad joke. Just you receive your package and it's just literally a cardboard box with somebody who wrote in like ballpoint pen like an X on one side, and yeah. That's it. It's like, guys, I got an Xbox.
Oh my god, I got the original retro from like 06.
Guys, I got the really old PlayStation. It's called the PlayStation 2. It's really old.
I got the PlayStation 720.
I got the PlayStation X1000. Wait. It's from 2099.
Miguel O'Hara.
Spider-Man 2099. Did you hear about Sony's trying to do some shows based off of Spider-Man characters?
Wait, really?
Yeah, they're supposed to do like some live action, some animated shows based off of like Spider-Man characters. So like, probably like Gwen Stacy, Spider-Man, Spider-Gwen, and like probably like Miles, Spider-Man.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Wait.
I heard it only because like the YouTube channels that are always posting like news and stuff like that. It sounds really cool. I mean, I'm really excited for Disney Plus too. I know it's not Sony, cause Sony's making the animated all of the Spider-Man shows.
Okay.
It's not gonna be Marvel. And it's supposed to be by the people that directed
Into the Spider-Verse,
like Tim Miller, and I forgot the other guy's name.
Oh, okay.
I'm like kind of hopeful because Spider-Verse was a really, really good movie.
Yeah, I was like, before you mentioned the directors were going to do all this, I was like, I'm not sure like how that would work out. But now that if like directors from Spider-Verse are going to do all of that,
yeah. Then
I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're in good hands with that.
Yeah.
Because it was definitely a great film. Because I know like a bunch of people were like, oh, like when they first saw like the teaser, they were like, oh, yeah, this is probably going to be another bad movie that Sony did, like worse than the Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
But then it just like, everybody was like,
blew everybody away.
Yeah. Everybody was like, oh, whoa, this is like actually a really good film.
Yeah.
Like Miles Morales, like it was the first time they even brought Miles Morales into the like big screen too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was such a good movie, and we talked about this in the last time we recorded this, but like, just the technical aspect of the movie, like the animation and how close it is to like the actual comics. Like, if you watch behind the scenes, it's so cool because it's 3D, but at the same time, they created like plugins and stuff like that to make like the lines on faces and clothes to make it look like it was drawn like a comic book. Mm. And so like when somebody smiles or something like that and you see a wrinkle on their face, like that was a plugin that they made just for the movie so that it looks like a comic book and not just like a normal 3D animated movie like the new Toy Stories. Like, not that that's bad, but like for the effect they're going for, like it really makes it seem like it's like comic book style, and like with the like little circles and the shadows and like those little things, like the attention to detail is just really like really, really good. And it makes it like that pushes it over the edge. Like, the story is really good, but then when you have a movie that looks that beautiful and feels like you're reading a comic book, like, heck yeah, it makes it even better.
It was definitely something I didn't think I was gonna like. Well, it's not like I was gonna hate it, but no, I just liked everything about it. Like, they added when they hit someone's like, mm-hmm, boom. Yeah. They even got the little bagel effect.
Oh yeah, that was so cool. I like that. Yeah,
like
bagel.
Like, but no, I just loved it because also like animation was like very beautiful. Like, just the attention to like detail, as you said. Like, I just like those minor details. Like, oh yeah, you hit someone's like pow kaboom and whatnot, and it's like kind of difficult in a sense, like if you try like comparing this to the MCU, if you like try to do that, because like the tone of both of them are like entirely different. Like,
yeah,
Miles is just a kid in Brooklyn who's just trying to do this, and also it's an animated movie, so with animated movies I can imagine you can already do like so much more than you can with like live action movies.
Yeah, and that's something that they were like, the video I was watching was like, for some of these they're gonna have to be animated, like They could make a Spider-Man 2099 live action show, but like it'll probably be like crappy quality because they're not going to have a ginormous budget to make an entire future world.
Yeah.
So like it'll probably be better to do it animated because then you can really go all out.
Yeah, I mean if anything like it can be like similar to like Batman Beyond or something like that.
Yeah.
Like hold up.
Stay hydrated, folks.
But
no, yeah, like, Batman Beyond was a really good show too.
It was. I actually liked Terry McGinnis as Batman. Actually, a friend of my brother's actually has the DC streaming service. So.
Oh really?
Yeah, and he gave the login stuff to my brother, so we've just been watching the animated series.
Dude, I'm about to cop that password.
You know, he hasn't given it to me. He was like, oh, yeah, it doesn't seem like you're that interested in the information. Like, boy, I want to see Batman.
Dude, when I was in Mexico, they had Titans on Netflix.
On Netflix?
Yeah, they had a lot of stuff on Netflix in Mexico. Like, I'm thinking of just getting a VPN just so I can change my location specifically to watch different Netflixes.
Okay, why not? Like, if they have Titans in Netflix.
They did on Netflix. They had John Wick on Netflix. They had, like, a lot of good movies on Netflix in Mexico.
America, explain.
America, explain.
Explain why you don't have these shows on the U.S. Netflix. You're the...
It turned into Looney Tunes. You're despicable.
Yeah, actually, one of the episodes I saw yesterday, like, the Joker was, like, judge and whatnot, and, like, they were just doing, testifying against, like, Batman. And then, at the end, he was like, and that's all, folks. And, like, just slams a rubber chicken into it. But I'm like, and this reminds me of, like, Spider-Man, when, Peter Parker, was like, oh, yeah, and that's all, folks, and just, like, flies away.
Yeah.
And they're like, is he allowed to say that?
I know. Peter Parker was a great character. I really like Spider-Ham. He was like, John Mulaney did it perfectly because he embodied that like 50s like, hey, how you doing there?
Like, it can be weirder or something
it
like that.
It can get weirder. Like, it's just like, my hands are wet because I just used the bathroom. That's all.
Nothing else.
Nothing else.
Like, bam, yeah. Bam, boom, blah. Did that feel like a cartoon to you?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it would be really fun to be a voice actor.
Yeah, like, especially, the voice actor for Miles' dad, like, it was funny because the dude, I forget his name, but if you check out, like, how they voice each character,
yeah,
dude was, like, serious. He was like, oh, no. Like, every time he would see, it'd be so much emotion, but you just look at his face and be, like, dead serious. Whoa. Like, I mean, you can't see it right now.
You can't see his face, but he's just, like, being dead serious. But, like, gotta make, like, I'm so sad. I can't believe it at all. And then just, like, face, like, completely serious.
Actually, have you seen Atlanta?
The show?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay, because he's in Atlanta.
Oh, like, he is?
Yeah.
Does he look like the dad from the movie?
No. Actually, his name, he's, like, a rapper.
Oh, really? What? A rapper?
Well, not in real life, in the show.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah. And he goes by, like, in the show, he goes by, like, Paperboy.
Paperboy.
But no, it's I actually liked it a lot.
What, the show?
The show, I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't know, I binged through the two seasons, because apparently there's, like, a third season coming out this year.
Oh, really?
But there's this one episode in the second season. And I was, like, hella creeped out by it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're going to watch it at some point.
Maybe. I don't know. Where is it on, like, Amazon Prime or something? Or
it's
Hulu
on,
or?
I'm checking it out. It's, like, on Hulu, Amazon Prime, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play Movies, Vudu. Yeah, that's him.
That's him? That looks nothing like him.
Yeah, Brian Tyree Henry or something like that. I think I have a bunch of, like, Marvel movies at home. I don't know. I actually have a bunch of, like, action figures that I had when I was a kid, like,
yeah,
I used to have this Green Goblin one from the first Spider-Man.
Ooh.
But what ended up happening is I broke his head.
Oh.
Okay.
What happened was I took him and I pulled a Sid from Toy Story on him. I ripped his head off.
Yeah.
That's it. I didn't attach it to anything else. I literally just ripped it off just because.
No. Like, the thing is, I was, like, hella rough with, like, toys back then.
Oh, and of
then
course.
Then my dad was like, get out of this. Why'd you do that? And then he just, like, be hella mad. I also like broke a Captain America head too.
Why is it specifically heads?
I don't know.
You use Scranton Strangler from The Office. You specifically like, Grunt. Oh yeah, give me all your toys and I'll take their heads.
At least I did better than Thor and Infinity War. I went for the head.
That's true. You did go for the head. Yeah, I have a lot of toys. I used to keep them all in like a chest. Like once I like stopped actually like playing with them, but now I have like a lot of them on like display on my shelf because it's just like.
No, this. Yeah. Actually, I'm not sure if you've ever been to Golf Mill.
I haven't. I don't think so. Yeah, at least.
It's in Niles. And maybe. Pretty much what happened was, like, back... Okay, right now it's, like, there was this toy store called KB Toys there.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was years ago.
Yeah.
And I used to go there every once in a while with, like, the fam. And there was this one Hulk toy that I really liked. It was like a Stretch and War Hulk. And it was only for like $20. It was from the 2003 movie.
Dang.
And then my dad didn't get it. But then like years later, I was like, oh, damn. Because if you look it up like on eBay right now, it's like $200.
What is it called?
Stretch and War Hulk. Though there's another one from the like late 1970s. And my dad used to have it. But now it costs like $5,000.
You should have had him buy it for you and then, like,
yeah,
you sell it.
Okay.
Dang.
Oh, no. Like, the only thing he got from me there was, like, this King Kong toy.
Oh, yeah. My cousins have, like, King Kong and Godzilla. I don't know. I was never into those. So I was just like, okay, whatever. I just want my superheroes.
Yeah, no. Here, let me check out. Because the one that my dad had was his one from, like, yeah, I was saying, like, from the late 1970s. And he had it when he was in Ecuador. It's like this one. Or it's 900 right here, but...
Jeez, like, that looks so terrible. But, like, I mean, it's a toy from the 70s.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, what happened was my dad had these cousins. And they since it's like a stretchable Hulk thing.
Like a Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, pretty much Stretch Armstrong, just like Hulk. They stretch out the arms too much and, like, they just broke it. And my dad was a kid in the time, if you're like...
That's bogus.
Yeah. But no, actually, I think I was telling you this already, but my uncle has started getting into, like, collecting bunch of toys. Like, he has all of the Ninja Turtles, like, the NECA Ninja Turtles from the first movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He has this Sentinel. It's, like, Build-A-Figure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He has, like, two of those. And then he has this, like, big... Sentinel that it's like let's see, okay, from like here, like back, and
it's like hips length,
yeah, pretty much. But no, he's just been like he has so many like he has some It figures, like from the 90s.
That's cool. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. And he had like Chucky. He has he even because he used to collect toys back then when he was a kid.
Yeah,
so he just like got them out from the basement. And he has a bunch of Simpsons stuff, too. Yeah, these toy stores, like, used to be the schnitzel to go to back then.
Yeah.
But now, like, since there's, like, Amazon and, like, a bunch of online stores now, I think. Because that golf mill that I was telling you about, there's not, like, a lot of stores. Like, there used to be a Sears there, but now it's, like, closed.
All right, so now we're going to take our break really quick, and yeah, we'll see you right after this.
Aww.
And we're back. What's up?
It's a Disney animated film made in 2009.
Nice. We just ate some pizza.
And cheese bread.
Cheese bread. Cheesy bread.
But they didn't cut it.
They didn't, so we had to cut it ourselves, which is kind of annoying, because, like, I don't want to do work. I ordered because I'm lazy, so.
I mean, yeah, like, don't they already, they already cut it? And like
yeah, it's supposed to come cut. I mean, the pizza was cut, but the cheesy bread was not cut, and I am quite disturbed.
Were you trying to come up with a bread pun there?
No, I'm quite...
I'm sick in your curse.
What does he say?
What?
What does he say?
Sick in your curious.
I'm sickened?
Sickened.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying, but whenever you say, I'm like, what?
Well, now you know it's sickened yet curious. I feel like that's not.
Oh, I'm sickened yet curious.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I never knew what you were saying.
Yeah, nobody ever knows what I'm usually like mumbling a lot. And then people are like, speak up. And I'm like,
people are just like, speak up. And I'm like, hey, oh, yes, wait a minute. It's a postman. Did you ever play Minecraft?
To be honest, back then, I used to go to the library because I used to do this like reading program.
Yeah.
And then I usually like stay afterwards, like after I checked in, and just like play Roblox.
You played Roblox?
I played Roblox before people like started like doing weird stuff with it, or just like started talking about it more. So if anything, I was like,
oh, you're like a hipster. You're like a Roblox hipster. You did it before it's cool.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I used to play Minecraft a lot. I just thought it was cool. I still play it every once in a while. I just think it's cool, and like it lets you be creative. And yeah, I mean, do you ever play with Legos as a kid?
Very rarely, actually.
Really?
I didn't have like Legos.
Oh, I have so many Legos. I still have a lot, and I kind of like playing with them still.
I mean,
but I get lazy, so I don't want to go up and grab them out of my closet.
Like, my brother and I used to have like a bunch of wrestling figures, like comic book figures, and like my dad used to get us like he had like a ring. And then he had like this like big Titantron, like where the wrestlers enter, and then if you like step or like press button, then like one of the songs comes through. So usually I just end up like getting that out like in the living room and like start doing like my own like wrestling matches, like doing some crazy stuff that they used to do.
Yeah.
But
my little cousins played with like they had like a ring and they had a bunch of wrestlers. I was never really into wrestling. I never really fully got into it. I was just like, okay, that's cool. Like, my dad is really into it, but, like, me personally, I was like, I guess I just loved superheroes so much that I was just like, I have time for nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of wrestling with my brother, like, pay-per-views and whatnot. I still watch it a lot today. Like, WWE, I mean, they've kind of, like, fallen off a bit because now there's, like, new competitor. I mean, I'm not sure if like people who are gonna be listening to that know like there's this new company called AEW, like made up of like these new dudes, like called Young Bucks, like one wrestler back in WWE that was in WWE called Cody Rhodes. But I still have the Nintendo 64, and we have like these three wrestling games, like WWF No Mercy, WrestleMania 2000, and like WCW.
Oh, that's cool.
And I used to like play that a lot, like usually just doing like championship modes and like going against my brother and my cousin. And I don't know, I just liked it a lot. And it wasn't until like recently where I like started getting into it a bit more. Not as much though.
Did you ever play Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
No, actually, I haven't done that like until I got like when I got the laptop, you know, like how school gave us a laptop. That's when I started like doing like emulators.
Yeah, which is super cool.
Yeah, and actually, I used to download Game Boy emulators on the iPad in 7th grade.
Oh, really?
Despite the fact that we weren't allowed to do anything, so because I only consider myself the cool kid. I used to play like Pokemon.
Yeah, I was never into Pokemon either. But Mike Tyson's Punch Out was super fun. I played it on my computer too, because you didn't even have to download an emulator. It was literally just like you look it up on the internet and you could play it, just like you play like Tetris and Snake and like those types of things. Like you can just find them online.
Yeah,
and it was really fun. It's hard though.
It is though. Actually, for the Super Nintendo, I have the Super Punch Out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I started playing that because my brother got us, or my sister and I, the Super Nintendo Classic.
Yeah.
So then it already comes with that installed, so I just try playing it out. It's not that bad. You're just getting used to. But, no, I used to play a lot of, like, the Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Online. I really wanted to see if I could get Marvel vs. Capcom 2, because that has to be one of the best fighting games I've played in a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those games a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find a picture. My little cousin, when we were in Mexico, she had one of those game things. Here it is. She had one of those game things, like those like Nintendo like kind of ripoffs that comes with a bunch of games preloaded onto it.
Oh, okay.
And one of the games was called Super Chinese.
What?
That was the name of the game. So we're scrolling through the games, and there's like Super Mario 1 through 8. And like it was literally like random games. And you'd click on it, and it was just like
a ripoff.
It wasn't even Mario. It was just like some little square or something like that. It was like terrible. But I mean, like, they're entertaining games and stuff. But we're scrolling through them, like, wait a second. What does that say? She's like, oh, they say Super Chinese. I'm like, Super Chinese? I probably just like blasted the audio with that, but Super Chinese, dude.
Did you play it though?
Yeah, I did, and I don't know. I forgot what it was actually like. It was probably just like a normal, like, whatever, like lame game, but it was so funny. I was dying laughing because this game was called Super Chinese.
You know, actually, I better look this up. Maybe they have the emulator
of
online.
Super Chinese.
No, actually, have
it's
you played
a Super Chinese Championship? Oh, no,
King of the Super Chinese.
Those old games are kind of fun. There's some good games nowadays, though. Do you ever play Fortnite?
The only reason I play Fortnite was because he told me to play Fortnite.
Yeah, because when it first came out, I thought it was like, I mean, I think it's still fun. Like, I still play it every once in a while, but like, I don't devote my life to Fortnite. Like, I just like play casually and like every once in a while. I also play it more because, like, my little cousin plays it, and, like, two of my little cousins play it, three of my little cousins play it, so, like, sometimes I'll play with them, and I'll just be, like, so I can hang out with them, because they don't live near me, and then my uncle plays it, so, yeah, my dad plays it a little bit, so it's more, like, to, like, be with family, although I do play it by myself sometimes, too. I was just playing it the other day. It's, like, it's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I never got it. Also, I just suck. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I don't play a lot. Maybe.
Yeah. Do you like first-person shooters?
I played a lot of Call of Duty. I still remember, like, this one time I was playing, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, like, the first one.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, like, at night, and, like, lights were out. I was just playing. But I get dizzy sometimes when I'm playing it. Not gonna lie. Like, I was playing it for a bit, and I'm like, oh, God, my
You're
eyes.
Like, whoa.
What was happening with my eyes? Like, my eyes were hurting. So, like, usually I just resort to, like, playing Batman Arkham something.
Ooh, those games are so good.
Or Assassin's Creed, actually.
All good games.
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't played the last, like, those
Origins,
recent ones.
Origins, I haven't played any of those either. Not even Unity. I didn't play that one. Last one I played was number 3, Assassin's Creed 3, which is a good game. I thought it was so cool. I actually have some Assassin's Creed figures up on my shelf, yeah.
Yeah, like, my uncle gave my brother, like, the collectibles edition, like, Xbox 360, so he has the statue of Connor, and then I have, like, the belt buckle, and he has, like, the American flag, I think it was, I don't know. Oh, you know what I find funny?
I don't know what you find funny.
Okay.
Just like, all right. Thanks for coming to the podcast. We'll see you next time.
No, it's like, and like many remixes, like Te Boté or like just different ones with like people like Bad Bunny or like Ozuna.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the song, they're like, oh yeah. Like they start saying the name of the like artist, like Bad Bunny or like Ozuna. Like, and then they're like, this is the remix or something like that.
Remix. They also say it in the beginning though.
Yeah.
It's like, Becky Yee, remix.
Yeah, and like I don't understand why that's needed. Like you can just like cut it off. Like it's like Ozuna
is a remix.
Yeah, we know that's we clicked on the song and saw that it was from Ozuna and that it was a remix of a song. We know. You don't have to remind us.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with. I mean, I don't mind. I listen to like J Balvin, Bad Bunny. I mean, I'm not like a big Bad Bunny enthusiast.
Yeah.
I just listen on the fly.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, there's nothing against your music taste. It's just, for me personally, I'm just like, eh. It's all the same.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty sure that's a song already.
Yeah, that's literally all of the songs.
Yeah, it's like, what was it? Bonita. It's like, boom, da, boom, da, boom, or something like
it's
that.
It's all just.
Just add words to it.
And then it's like either faster or slower.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's literally just that over and over.
And just like doing like very minimal like changes to it.
And then it's literally like mumble rap. It's been it's literally it. We just made a Spanish song. It's a hit. They all love us. We just made millions just right now.
I think I already told you this, but I haven't gotten... Like, it wasn't until, like, recently where I started, like, listening to Frank Ocean's music.
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened to a lot of his music. It's just been, like, little snippets. But I think I'm going to start getting into it. Funny story. My mom... Hi, Mom, if you're listening to this. She recently... Not like that recently, because she's been listening to it for a while. But I'll just say recently for the sake of the story. She recently discovered Daniel Caesar and her... And so sometimes we'll go in the car and she's like listening to music that I have on my like Sad Boy Hours playlist. And I'm like, Mom, why did I just walk into the car and we're listening to like, and when we're making love. I'm like, no, Mom, let's not listen to this in the car.
No, watch you walk in, jump into the car one day and you just hear, in the dark.
Dude, if we're just literally, I just walk in. In the dark. I'm like, no, Mom, I'm not trying to cry right now, okay? I'm just had a really emotional day, and I'm not trying to go back to the car with my mom and cry some more. I just want to go to my room and cry. If she starts listening to those Sad Boy Hours, like, that playlist that I have, like, if she starts listening to all that music, then I'm just going to, like, quit it and just, like, change genres and become a country boy.
Oh,
no. Country music. No offense, because I know there's people who really like country music, and that's cool, but, like, I'm good.
Yeehaw rap.
See, okay, so for me, you see how you feel about country? That's kind of how I feel about, like, those kind of songs, the songs. Mm. Like, it's just, like, it's all the same stuff. It's all, like, this, I don't know, it just feels like it repeats.
What about corridos?
Yeah, that's different.
Okay.
But, like, I'm talking about, like, the mainstream stuff. That's the mainstream stuff is not good.
Wait, have you listened to Incubus?
Yeah.
Okay. Like.
Yeah, I know Incubus.
Yeah. What about, you listened to Blink-182?
No, I never listened to them. I was never emo boy like that.
It's pop punk.
I was never punk. There you go. I never got into punk music. I was always a skater boy. Yeah, I don't know how that informs my music taste, but I was always a skater boy, so.
No, like, I used to listen to a lot of Blink-182, My Chemical Romance. Actually, I have a playlist called, like, Rock the World.
Yeah.
I have, like, an old playlist where it was almost, like, My Chemical Romance, Shovel. I think I butchered that, like, Incubus.
Yeah.
Hoobastank, I think, I don't know. But.
Did you ever get so crazy that you listened to Slipknot?
No, I couldn't bear to listen to that. That stuff is too...
There's, like... Okay, like, I get it. If you're, like, listening to some, like, hardcore rock, that's cool. But, like, I feel like it gets to a certain level where it starts getting, like, death. Like, I'm like, that's... I'm not entertaining it. I'm just, like, becoming, like, a monster from this.
And I hate doing the dishes. No quiero trapear el piso.
No, Mom, I don't want to clean my room.
But, like, I usually... Oh, I'm not sure if... Did you have the PS2, by any chance?
Yeah, I had the PS2.
Yeah, because there was this game called Popstar, or, like, Rockstar, something like that. It was, like, a sing-along, like, thing where you
Really?
Like, select...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it always had, like, stuff like Gorillaz, like, Feel Good Inc. I used to go hard on those songs.
Yeah.
Like, Panic at the Disco, I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. I would, like, be... going around like, oh, wait, no, hold up. Wait, what was it? I chimed in with the heavy. And there's like during parties, after like I'd be playing like soccer in the basement, and I was like sweating, but I was wearing like a button down shirt with a vest. And I had like curly hair, yeah. Like an afro. And then you can just see me like, I chimed in with the heaviest you people ever heard. And
no,
stuff like that.
For me, it was Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero introduced me to a lot of good songs. Dude. I specifically had Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah.
And that introduced me like Barracuda. Or like Paint It Black. Like there's so many good songs through the fire and flames.
Have you played Queens of the Stone Age in Guitar Hero?
I don't know. I don't remember that song. Well, Guitar Hero 3 introduced me to a lot of those songs, and they're good songs.
What about?
I really like them.
Rock Band.
Rock Band. There's a place called Ignite here in Chicago. We've gone there, and there's a Rock Band room. It's a rock band. It's a ruckus band. And in there, they have all the instruments. Like, they have drums, two guitars. For a little bit, they even had a piano, and then they had the microphone.
Yeah.
And so you can go in with groups, and then you'd, like, play a song, and it'd be, like, the whole band. And it was super fun. I would always go with my family. But it was cool just to, like, rock out and be, like, look over, and it's, like, your cousin on the drums and your dad on the guitar.
And, like, you have to hit the right note for it, too.
Oh, yeah. Because it, like, measures. Mm. I think it's more off of volume, though. I don't even think it's an actual, like, key. I think it's just, like, how loud you are. Do you ever play Just Dance?
Just Dance? I did once, I think, for, like, Kinect. Like, and... Wait, was it for the Kinect?
I don't know. Probably. No, I played Just Dance on the Wii, and that was so fun. Just Dance 3. Just Dance 3 was awesome. Why is it 3? Everything is 3. Just Dance 3, Guitar Hero 3. But, yeah, Just Dance 3 was super fun. They had so many good songs, and I, like, memorized half of the dances when I was younger because we would always do it at family gatherings.
Yeah.
Or, like, when we'd hang out with my...
Just Dance.
Gonna be okay. Although that song was never on the on any of the games that I remember.
Actually, I remember my aunt having, like, this the Kinect in their living room, and then I just play because she used to have this, like, Zumba game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and we just, like, bumped that out, and then I see my sister, like, trying to do some Zumba, and I try to go that, but I couldn't do it. Oh, like, actually, Kinect Sports. Or, like,
oh, I was thinking, like, Wii Sports. It had, like, the yoga Wii Sports. I was always playing that tennis.
You know what I should do?
What?
Go to a bowling alley, go behind someone, and if they drop the bowling ball, just, like, do a spin.
Like that meme of the guys jumping.
Like, hey. You know someone who's unstoppable, who's OP?
Who?
Matt.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Matt from me? The me,
yeah.
Yeah, wow. I remember I used to think it was so cool to decorate, like, make your own me.
Oh, actually, Nikki had, or no, I think he still has the Wii U. Where you can, like, pretty much create your own meme, but just by taking a picture of your face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. But it's advanced. No, we had to go through and change every single aspect. Oh, like on the Xbox 360.
Oh,
you
yeah.
made your own avatar, and then when you sign in, I saw a meme that was so funny. It's like, rip to those avatars that'll never wake up.
Yeah, this is like this. Actually, I used to have a Nokia. It was in, like, eighth grade, and you could, like, sign in to, like, your Xbox Live, and then you can already see, like, your avatar and, like,
really?
See what it's doing. Yeah.
That's cool.
But, no, I think I, for my avatar, like, I had gloves and, like, that slick hair. Like,
oh, yeah. And then on my Xbox 360, on my background was the nighttime graffiti.
Yeah, yeah.
That I think that was everybody's, because it's like, that's so cool.
Or everyone's gamertag was, like, double X or, like, triple X or, like, quadruple X, like, then, like, Call of Duty, and then afterwards another couple of X's, like, XXXXX, like, potato.
No, Tentacion. No, mine was Skater. S-K-8-R. Skater. Or, like, Skater Boy or something like that.
Actually, for the first couple of years, my username was, like, Mordecai Loma. Yeah, because a regular show is such a good show.
It was a good show. But I was actually, last night, I was watching a video that was half an hour long, and it was breaking down the entire Adventure Time, like, timeline.
Yeah.
And, like, I used to watch it when it used to be, like, literally them just, like, doing goofy stuff.
Mm.
But I was watching the timeline, and it's like, oh, now the Flitch is, like, coming back to the universe, and it starts another dimension. And now this dimension doesn't have a bubblegum princess who has created humankind. Like, it's, I'm like, what? When did it become that? I used to watch it when it was just, like, two, like, a guy and his dog, and they were just being goofy and doing adventures.
Yeah, like, was it that, like, monster dude? Like, that dude that had, like, a skull?
A ripped face?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, no, I only watched, like, two episodes of that, like, where they're supposed to, like, defeat the dude, and, like, Princess Bubblegum, like, drops into, like, this pool of stuff, and then, like, they have to rush into the emergency room or something like that. I don't know.
I never got that deep into it. It was just, like, those first seasons that I got into, and then it, like, was, I stopped.
Yeah. No, actually, for, like, regular show, I used to watch that on the, like nonstop. Oh, the baby duck. Actually, for some reason, because my dad bought me like Mordecai and Rigby for Christmas, like about 6 years ago or something like that. And it had it came with like these two ducks, and my sister's trying to steal those ducks now. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's a good show too. The for the intro. Amazing World of Gumball is also, I kind of like it.
I've only seen like very few episodes, like one.
I mean, I never got like into it, but like I would watch that show, and then I think it's really cool how it's like animated because it's like different styles, and then like it's a photorealistic background. So I thought it was cool.
I saw like the one where like anime characters or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen every episode. It's like when we used to have cable and we had Cartoon Network, I would like just put it on.
Yo, Ren and Stimpy.
Oh my God, that show. My uncle introduced me to that show. It's wild.
It is. Especially with, what was it? Oh, I forget. Were they like chopping wood or something like that? I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Ed and Eddie?
Oh, Ed and Eddie. What was it? What else? Oh, there's this one. Oh, Foster's Home.
It was funny. I was literally thinking that when you said, what was it? And I was like, Foster's Home? And you're like, Foster's Home. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. That was a great show.
And, oh, Camp Lazlo.
Camp Lazlo, I watched a little bit. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
The things I do for love.
Yeah, that show is amazing. I would have watched it whenever I was at my grandfather's house. Because we used to go over his house every day after school. Me and my two cousins would go over his house. And we would watch his TV. We would watch Cartoon Network. And then we would eat cucumbers with lime and salt and tahin sometimes. And then he would make us entire fishes. Like a fish. He would fry it. And then we'd eat everything, including the eyeballs. Because he taught us how to. And that was my daily routine.
Did your grandfather ever like fish? Like the same day go for the fish and come back with the fish?
Oh no, he bought it. He was not gonna go fish. Dude, we're in like Skokie. There's no like fishing area near there.
Skokie, Evanston, golf club.
Oh god, yeah, we used to be caddies, me and Loma.
I made the mistake of caddying for 3 whole months
and I like quit after a week because it was in Evanston. We're currently in Chicago,
Illinois.
It takes like an hour to get there ish
yeah,
depending on how, like, because we both live different distances from it. So it takes just like an hour to get there. And then when we get there, we have to get there, like 6 or 7?
6:30.
Yeah, so the way it works is it's a lottery. So you go in at 6:30, you put your name in a bag, they mix up the bag, and they randomly pull names and put it on a list, lottery style. And if your name is near the top,
you're good.
Then you're good. You're going to get a job, most likely. But if you're like number 101, there's no way you're getting a job.
You better scratch out.
You just leave.
I made the mistake of actually waiting from like 6:30 to like 2:00 just for a job. That was the worst mistake I could have made.
Yeah, no, I did that one time too. One time I was there and I waited the whole time, and it's just terrible because there's like all these, it's literally it's a caddy shack, just like the movie, where it's literally just like a bunch of guys sitting in a room with a TV on, either on their phone or playing cards, smoking cigarettes, and then our boss comes in and he's smoking a ginormous cigar.
It was terrible. Actually, I saw him like sometimes he'd like plop onto the couch and like just sleep.
Yeah, it was wild. It was decent because like you'd get tipped pretty well and like the pay was good.
It was.
But
definitely.
It's just like you have to be in the top to get a job.
It'd be luck.
Yeah. And even like if I were to live in Skokie or Evanston, then I'd be fine because even if I wait all day, I just go home and that's like 5 minutes, 10 minutes away. But because I'm going an hour away having my parents drive me in the morning, then it's bogus. Like it's not worth it. It's not worth waiting all that time for a job I may or may not get. Driving an hour every day, having my parents drive me an hour.
Like, I could have gone, because Old Orchard is, like, right next, or not, like, right next, but it's, like, hella close.
Yeah.
And, like, if I could have gone to Old Orchard, like, for, like, 3 hours and come back, and, like, he still wouldn't have called me.
So that's why I quit. I realized very quickly that I was, like, this is not worth it.
Yeah, I got a huge, like, farmer's tan from that. But also.
And also, like, the exercise, because you're carrying around this, like, 30-pound bag.
Yeah. No, actually,
probably heavier.
Yeah, but oh my god, I would hate it. Like when it was like Or sometimes, like, because, like, when it's sunny out, it's, like, better because you can now see the ball if you have, like, sunglasses on. But when it's, like, cloudy and rainy, like, you couldn't even see the ball.
Yeah, no, I wasn't there long enough to see rain. I was only there when it was super sunny.
Yeah, but, no, like, one of my one of the favorite people I like to caddy was, like, this dude named Mr. Davis. What I liked about it is if I did, like, the entire, like, 18 holes with him, at the end of the ninth hole, he could give me, like, $5 and, like, go get yourself from something sweet and salty. And I'm like, cool.
What? Go get yourself something sweet and salty?
Yeah.
He's like, very specific. Go get yourself something with precise ingredients that I have on this list.
He's like, go get something with, like, 4% of peanut butter and 60% of celery.
So basically you're getting celery sticks with peanut butter.
Well, I mean, okay, maybe not. Just
no, I know, not specifically. It's like, go get yourself something with 3 grams of sugar, 7 grams of salt, and high potassium.
Pretty much, I don't know. But yeah, he's like,
here's $5 to do that.
Here's like $5, and I'll meet you at the end. Do you want something to eat? Like, he'd give me like a Snickers if I wanted to, or like some lemonade.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then I go to like Carl's office and then just grab myself a Gatorade and chips. That's that's pretty much like the sweet and salty. I got a new phone from that. At that year, it was like the LG V10. I thought, because I was a big Android like person, and this was like Carlos, because I was texting Carlos at the time, and it was like, I'm not sure if I should get the LG V10 or the Samsung Galaxy S7, because at the time Carlos had like LG V10. He's like, go get the LG V10. So I'm like, cool. And it was like around this time, like 2016. When I got the LG V10, I was like, oh, snap, yeah. And not even a year later, phone breaks down. Boot loop, meaning that every time you turn it on, it would go back down and then turn on again. So I had to send it to the company. And then, like, I didn't have a phone for, like, 6 months. So I had to send messages through Pigeons.
Quick funny story. I didn't have a phone for a winter, because one time it was super cold and super snowy one winter. I forgot what year it was. And my dog, he's a little chihuahua. He does not like going outside, especially when it's snowing. So I would just take him to the back porch and then just have him use the bathroom like downstairs, and then come back up. And one time I was walking him and I didn't realize it, but I had dropped my phone. And I go back out to look, and I couldn't find it anywhere because the whole back porch is covered in snow. So all winter, I was without a phone. The end of winter comes, snow is melting, and I'm in the back porch, just, I think, like, throwing out the garbage, and I see my phone sitting on top of a pile of snow. And I was just, like, surprised because all of a sudden my phone is there. So I take it. I try to turn it on, and it's, like, not turning on, obviously. I put it in a bag of rice the next day. It's working perfectly fine. So, yeah, that's the power of iPhone. iPhone is better than Android. I'm sorry. You can't tell me different.
Okay. I understand, like, just because I just recently got the iPhone XR. It's such an incredible phone. It's kind of weird, like, transitioning from iPhone to – or from Android to iPhone.
Yeah.
But, actually, I was about to say, like, something because – iPhones you can like tap to wake up, and like with my old phone you can like tap to wake up, and there's like some like very few things that I miss about like Android that could that kind of wish that was on iPhone. But besides that, because my old phone's phone was like really bad, like it would heat up if you like played a game for just 5 minutes. I'm pretty sure that's why it like burned out and like didn't even work,
because you used it.
Yeah, and also it cracked
because you used it. It broke because you used it.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I'm not gonna buy an LG phone again. LG, if you're hearing this, I'm not sorry, to be honest.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, moral of the story of this entire podcast, don't use your phone or else it's gonna break.
Yeah. Or don't use it when you're on a skateboard or a longboard. Moral of the story, don't use it when you're on a longboard or else it's gonna crack.
Because it's gonna fall out of your hand and crack and then shatter and then cut your finger too.
That's oddly specific because that's what just happened to me.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. And thank you to Alex for coming out for today's episode.
Muito obrigado.
Tell them where they can find you.
Please do not look for me at my home.
Tell them where they can find you. Please do not look for me.
Or don't come looking for me at college.
Okay, but what's social media and YouTube and I don't know.
Okay, I actually forgot my Insta username. Actually, no, you can just like tag me in it, right?
I tagged him on the Instagram, so you can follow him on Instagram. What or about Snapchat. YouTube? Or Snapchat, sure. I don't know.
Snapchat is like Mordecai the Loma. You know.
There's the Mordecai the Loma.
Actually, do people? I don't even think. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, you can find me on YouTube. I'm thinking about like, cause I used to have it in my old channel, so I think you can find me there at Alex Loma, and just subscribe, hit the bottom bell,
hit the bottom bell.
Yeah, he just hit the bell.
Yeah. And so yeah, subscribe to him, Alex Loma. So yeah, so just go to the Instagram that we have for this podcast. It's @crtr.podcast, I think. And yeah, that's today's episode. Thank you for listening. And this has been Christian and Chewbacca on the CRTR podcast. Thank you so much for watching. Goodbye.